Most of the Muslim world began the first day of Ramadan today. The holy month begins the day after the sighting of the crescent moon. Muslims are expected to focus on spiritual introspection during Ramadan, and that requires them to abstain during daylight hours from food, drink, smoking, and sex. That all can be a challenge, and it's going to be harder this year than last, and harder next year than this year. That's because Ramadan is gradually shifting into the hot summer months. The World's Krill Lawrence reports from Jerusalem.
The Muslim calendar is set by the stages of the moon, so every year the month of Ramadan starts 11 days earlier. 10 years ago, the first day of Ramadan fell on New Year's Eve. In the Northern Hemisphere, that meant very short daylight for fasting. This year, Ramadan corresponds roughly with the month of September, and there's a taste of summer heat. In the East Jerusalem village of Wadi Jos, there's already a festive atmosphere. Locals are stringing up lights from the lampposts. Some young men and kids are helping screw in dozens of bulbs as they carefully walk the cable up the street. Haitham Halawani is a university student.
The first time I fast in the summer, I don't know if I can, but I want to do this.
Halawani is 23 years old, so for his entire life, Ramadan has fallen during the comfortable winter months, with a pre-dawn meal before 6 a.m. and fast breaking about 12 hours later. Now he'll have to get up and eat and pray at 4 a.m. and then brave the hot sun until about 8 p.m. without food or water. Smoking is prohibited as well.
All the time you have some trouble in Ramadan because now I'm smoking. Now I can't smoking 12 or 14 hours.
Still, Halawani says he is excited to test his faith, and the test will only get harder in the next few years. Adnan Husseini is former director of the Islamic Trusts in Jerusalem. He remembers the last time Ramadan cycled through the summer in the 1970s.
Well, it was very hot. I tell you frankly, I was looking for the water as if I am looking for a cup of gold. And when I see the humidity on the cup or on the bottle, it was terrible. I have to be very patient. I'll be strong enough to wait until the time.
Next year, Ramadan will start in mid-August. It will take a full decade before it moves on to the cooler days of May. For religious leaders, the hardship has its rewards, says Issam Amire, an imam from another Jerusalem suburb.
10 years, all right, no problem. We have a rule that if you experience difficulty in your worship, then you will have more reward. So that itself should be enough to make people wish that Ramadan come always in the summer, because if it comes in the winter, then they lose some rewards.
Still, there are some efforts to ease the burden. In many places in the Muslim world, the normal day shift for manual laborers will start right after pre-dawn prayers to take advantage of the cool mornings. As always, anyone who's sick or traveling is excused from fasting. But the rest, says the imam, usually take things in stride.
First 2 or 3 days, they may, you know, find it a bit difficult, but then later on, this will come down to the minimum. No complaints.
Even for those who aren't fasting, Ramadan is a month full of family visits, late-night dinner parties, and delicious food, all of which can be more fun in the warm summer months. Just watch out for the smokers around the last hours of the day. They may be a little testy. For The World, this is Quill Lawrence in Jerusalem.